It is one of the innovations that President Mahama has introduced in order to provide clarity as to what exactly his government intends to achieve. I'm sure you are aware that we campaigned on a manifesto that was premised on four main pillars. And all the policies, programs, and initiatives that this government would enact would fall under these four broad areas. Now, ministers of state are expected to do a presentation as to what they intend to achieve, how they intend to achieve it, and when they are going to achieve it. And on the basis of this presentation, they would then sign a performance contract with the Office of the President, and they would be expected to deliver on that contract. After a period, they would be assessed in order to ascertain whether they have been able to keep their end of the bargain, and that will inform whether or not they continue to stay in office or whether or not different people will be hired.
So what does this mean to the ministers? And has the president put out a team to assess these ministers once they sign this contract?
Yes, you do know that President Mahama indicated at his inauguration that it will not be business as usual. In the past, there were problems with clarity of vision. Many ministers did not appear to know exactly what is expected of them. Now, this exercise is supposed to remove any doubt as to what expectations the president has of ministers and what they are expected to achieve within the period that they are in office. There is a policy unit in the Office of the President that is supervising this exercise, and they would from time to time monitor the performance of ministers and advise the president accordingly.
So how soon will this begin, or has it begun already?
Indeed, the presentations have begun. My minister, the Information Minister, did his presentation last week, Friday. Other ministers before him had done their presentations, and more will be doing it this week. It is expected that within a reasonably short period, the presentations will be over, and we'll move on to the next phase, which involves the drafting and signing of the performance contract.
So what will this mean to the ordinary Ghanaian, as the president has changed the paradigm about gauging the performance of each and every minister in his administration?
What it means for the ordinary Ghanaian is that the president is exacting a higher standard of performance from his ministers, and that can only inure to the benefit of the ordinary Ghanaian. The fact that every minister would be on his toes and would know that there is someone looking over his performance and someone who is prepared to keep him strictly to the terms of the contract that he or she may have signed with him. And it is expected that this would enhance the performance of ministers. And if ministers perform at full throttle, it can only go to the benefit of the larger Ghanaian population.
What is the message that the president or his administration want to pass on to the people in Ghana?
Well, the message has been clear since the 7th of January 2013, when President Mahama stated in clear, unmistakable terms that it would not be business as usual, and he wants to achieve rapid socioeconomic development for this country. You do know that we are now a lower middle-income country, transitioning into full middle-income status. And in order for us to get there, we are going to have to up our performance and move away from the old ways of doing things which have not yielded the sort of results that we expect. We do believe that by doing things this way, we are going to achieve our objectives in more rapid fashion.